KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a clear sky at 19 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today at a high of 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, a man from Union County was arrested on a possession of controlled substance charge last night in Adams County. The Adams County Sheriff's Office's Jeffrey Johnson of Creston was pulled over during a traffic stop at around 9 p.m. near the intersection of Quince Avenue and 190th Street, and during an investigation, the canine Baxo was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. Two men wanted for crimes in eastern Nebraska were arrested in western Iowa yesterday afternoon. 26-year-old Cody Murphy had escaped from a jail in Thurston County, Nebraska, Sunday afternoon, and authorities say he stole a car. On Tuesday afternoon, authorities say that Murphy and 29-year-old Derek Pedersen broke into an apartment in Stanton, Nebraska, and stole another vehicle. U.S. Marshals say they were able to track that sedan to a residence in Council Bluffs where the two were arrested. Both men were booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail but will be transferred back to Nebraska to face charges there. A U.S. District Court judge on Wednesday sentenced a Pottawatomie County man to slightly more than 10 years in prison on a child pornography charge. 34-year-old Ellis Dale Robinson of Council Bluffs was sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court on a possession of child pornography charge. Judge Rebecca Goodgame Emiger also ordered Robinson's term of imprisonment to be followed by a 7-year term of supervised release. In September of 2017, a Douglas County, Nebraska sheriff's deputy was working undercover with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, investigating users who were sharing child pornography on a peer-to-peer file-sharing network. Based on information derived from the investigation, a search warrant was executed on Robinson's residence and a laptop computer was seized. The forensic exam produced numerous links to the peer-to-peer file-sharing networks, videos, and photos of child erotica and child pornography. The case was investigated by the Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Department, Omaha FBI's Child Exploitation Task Force, and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Officials of the Clarinda Academy, a residential academic and behavioral health treatment center for at-risk youth, has announced the appointment of Clarinda native Nola Bond as their executive director. Bond comes to the Clarinda Academy with more than 2 decades of experience in leading human resource efforts across various industries with a specialization within the education space. Prior to joining the Academy, Bond ran her own consulting firm in Council Bluffs and served in numerous leadership capacities within Northwest Missouri State University. Her roles have included Vice President of Strategy and Operations, where she was responsible for developing key business partnerships. Bond will utilize her vast experience in human resources to further strengthen Clarinda Academy's culture to support students and staff. In her statement in a press release, Bond spoke about her local experience in education. She said, "As a member of the Clarinda Community School District's Board of Education for nearly 4 years, I understand and value the educational services Clarinda Academy provides at-risk students." She said, "I'm dedicated to ensuring our staff receives the support and professional development they need to provide the highest level of service to the adolescents in our care." Bond said also that in her first few months on the job, she'll be learning directly from staff and students about what is going well and in areas that they need to work on together. Well, the Danish windmill in Elkhorn has won an Iowa Tourism Award. Officials say a collaborative project designed to raise brand awareness for the Danish villages as a travel destination received the 2020 Iowa Tourism Outstanding Marketing Collaboration Award for a rural area. That award was presented at a ceremony held Tuesday at the Iowa Tourism Conference in Des Moines, with Lisa Steen-Riggs, manager of the Danish windmill, accepting the award. Officials say the winning project was a 3-day familiarization tour for 6 social media influencers that was held September 24th through the 26th of last year. The itinerary focused on a Danish cultural heritage presented with an emphasis on traditions, foods, holidays, and concepts like hygge and how to be a Danish. It was about sharing conversation and experiences, enjoying new flavors, good food and drink, and creating memories, as well as showing off the beautiful landscape along the Western Skies scenic byway that leads visitors to Denmark on the prairie. Partners collaborating on the tour included the Danish Windmill, Larson's Pub, Danish Countryside Vines and Wines, the Flour Mill, Museum of Danish America, Brunko Farms, the Coffee Girl, Egg Crate Mall, Tivoli Inn and Suites, Pleasant Times Tea Room, the Danish Table, Ahigya Kitchen, a Norse Horse Tavern, the Log Cabin Quilt Shop, Copenhagen Friday, Kimbleton, Liberty Auto Restoration, the Wood Shop, and the Nest Egg. Sarah Brors of the Midwest Travel Network helped the partners structure the tour by identifying potential food and travel influencers that would reach the target audience. Success was based on the reach and engagement of the campaign by tracking impressions like clicks, shares, and comments before, during, and after the influencers were in the Danish villages. The six food and travel writers produced a total of 11 blogs valued at $500 per post based on Midwest Travel Network statistics that reached over 92,590 followers and 56 Facebook posts that reach nearly 400,000 followers. Lisa Steen Riggs said in a statement, "As a small community, dollars dedicated to advertising and marketing communications are limited, so we are always receptive to ways that we can leverage our investment most effectively. Getting involved with the influencers of the Midwest Travel Network was a great way," she said, "to reach new markets and expand their digital impact because it gives them access to travel writers, bloggers that are all interested in Midwest travel." In our funeral announcements, Donna Schmarzo, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Donna Schmarzo will be held today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary Simons, age 86, of Panora, died Wednesday at the Panora Specialty Care. Memorial services for Mary Simons will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. David T. Smith, age 76, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for David Smith will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Margaret Iltz, age 96, of Council Bluffs and formerly of rural Cumberland, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Mary Iltz will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Everett Nelson, age 94, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Everett Nelson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Kathy Kalkoff, age 80, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Regional Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Kathy Kalkoff will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Dennis Immel, age 80, of Adair, died Monday in Texas. Memorial services for Dennis Immel will be held this coming Monday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Glenn A. Stumberg, age 62, of Menlo, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Glenn Stu Stumberg will be held Monday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And Max Skellinger, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Thursday at his home. Services for Max Skellinger are currently pending with the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call today at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.